giving you permission to dance. Good thing that, because we're about to dance into a special interview right now. Bottom line, you don't need permission to dance, because we're all, even if you don't think you are, you are a dancer. If you can move, you can dance. And, well, don't take my word for it, because what do I know? What I do know is I have some folk in the studio with me who know how to get people moving, who know how to get people dancing, and who have been making a real impact here in Balito for the last couple of years, based at the Fit Pod with a dance school called Step in Time. And joining me on microphone number one, founder and owner Christy Hartkill is with us. She's all the way from Durban North this morning. And Christy, great to have you on the radio. How are you doing on a marvelous Monday morning?
Thank you so much for having us today. We are so excited to talk all things dance with you.
Yeah, yeah. And alongside you, the friendly Belito face that holds things down at the Belito Footpod Studio, Shay Caldicott. Shay, how are you doing on this marvelous Monday?
So good, thank you. Again, thank you so much for having us. We're so excited.
And for those who have never set foot in a dance studio, a school of dance, and who are kind of scratching their heads and figuring out, you know, what is it all about? Well, we're going to get into that, but first I want to find out about you ladies. And starting off with Christy, who is Christy, and how did you come to found a school of dance? Take us back in time.
Thank you so much. I grew up in a family of dancers, so it was inevitable that I was going to end up dancing. My mom sewed the costumes to pay for the fees, and my big sister danced. Step in Time started 14 years ago. I grew up in Durban, and I teach at the same dance studio today that I grew up dancing in.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
There's a lot of dance history. My names are on the trophies that I hand out to my students, so it's a beautiful thing. Yeah.
That's so cool. It's like a full circle moment.
It is. I actually get goosebumps.
Wow.
A lot of the beautiful memories are there. I trained in RED Ballet, ARDT Tap, and ARDT Modern. I did Spanish dancing. I'm a fully qualified teacher with the ARDT Association of International Dance Teachers. I have my advanced associates, and I recently registered with the TDA, as well as the American Academy of Ballet.
Sure. So just a few qualifications there.
Yes, it's very important that you check that your dance teachers are qualified, because there are so many studios teaching without the qualifications.
Wow.
I started dancing at the age of 3, and I grew up in dancing. It's been a big part of my life always, and I love that I get to share my experience and my love and my passion for the dance with other dancers and the new generation.
That's what it's about. And here in Belito, there is a growing young cohort of eager dancers. And Shay, you're the friendly face leading the Belito studio. Tell us a little bit about you and your journey into dance.
Yeah, so I started dancing, I think, at around the age of 4, so also my entire life. I absolutely love it with everything that I have. I've done ballet, modern, tap, contemporary, acro, hip-hop, pretty much the works. And a couple of years ago, I decided that I was going to take that passion that I had for dancing and filter it through into teaching, and it was the best decision I could have ever made. I was also went through the program of Miss Belito a couple years ago, and that's kind of what brought me into the Belito community. And yeah, I'm just so happy here teaching in Belito. I love our students, I love our studio, and yeah, it's just a great energy, great space.
That's so cool. So you're obviously, like you say, you've got a local presence, you're known and trusted, and that's why as the face of the Belito studio, it makes such sense, and you're making an impact. I want to find out about the classes and the offerings here at the FitPod-based Belito studio and what clients can expect from your classes and sessions. Christy, take me through.
Step in Time Belito offers the AIDT Modern, which is the International Dance Teachers Association. It's one of the best syllabuses, and so we're very proud to offer that. We have open modern choreography classes where the dancers are exposed to different styles of modern, which include lyrical, jazz, contemporary, TDA ballet exam classes, open stretch and strengthen classes, AIDT tap classes, and TDA acrobatics. All our dancers work towards doing an exam in each of these disciplines when they are ready for it, and all our dancers are allowed to perform in an end-of-year studio stage show.
Oh, cool. So it kind of builds up to an exciting production.
Yes.
That's super cool. And when it comes to what makes you unique, what makes you stand out, what would you say really floats to the top?
Well, Shay and I both specialize in tap, which is a very unique dance style, and not many studios are able to offer it because you have to have tapped before as a child. You know, we grew up dancing. So what makes us unique is we also offer dance packages, which means dancers are exposed to more styles. Instead of taking one class, we offer packages and we encourage them to take two classes. We keep our classes small so that each child benefits from every single class. We offer qualified teachers and a studio that is able to enter your child into exams and get the recognition from the schools. Because a lot of the time, these exams are transferred into colors at school or point systems at school, so the exams are important.
Brilliant. So there's a whole lot of strings to the bow there.
Yes.
And a lot of different facets to the offering. And you've been really embraced by the dancing community in Belito. You've got a great position central in the Fit Pod, much loved. The Belito Lifestyle Center is this kind of hub of movement and health and wellness. And what have you loved about being based at Fit Pod, Shay?
So we've been at Fit Pod for a few years now, and it's just such a beautiful studio. Just the look of the studio and the lovely view that you get to see when you're busy dancing and teaching classes is unmatched. It's always so clean and beautiful aircon during the hot months of like December to Feb. It's very much needed.
It's a win.
And yeah, it's always clean. The floors are lovely for us to dance on. There's ballet bars for the kids. There's storage. There's these beautiful mirrors. And I think that we all feel safe in that environment, which is very, very important. And the parents can go drop their kids and go and shop and lifestyle. And it's a big, big, big bonus for them as well. So it's just a lovely space overall.
It's like everything you could want, really.
Yeah.
You know, a dance space. And for a parent listening right now, wondering, what sort of age groups do you cater to, Shay?
So we cater from 3 years old and up.
As young as that, hey?
Yeah, wow. Yeah. So we've got our baby ballet and we've got our beginner modern for ages 3 to 6. It's like they're stepping stones into starting dancing for the rest of their lives. And then, yeah, we go all the way up until 18, 19, 20 professional level and hopefully adults, yeah.
This is super cool. So for someone listening, wanting to get in touch, to find out more, to take those first steps in time, what's the smartest way to give you a call, reach out and connect? Christy?
You can contact me. You can contact Christy on 074-828-6554, or you can email me on heartgirl.christy@gmail.com. We also do have an Instagram page, Step in Time Dance Studio, where you can see all the things we've been getting up to last year.
There you go, Step in Time Dance Studio. It's going to be another fantastic year of movement, and 2026 could be the year that you or your little one plugs in, or maybe even your not so little one. You know, if you've got a young dancer in the family, someone who's got a need to move, and you want to develop that talent, that love, that passion, it's a fantastic way to de-stress, to great social connections and make great friendships.
Definitely.
And anything that gets you away from a screen, I think, should be celebrated.
Yeah.
So
yes.
We need to move more and to create a culture of movement, of just positive energy and fun and laughter, which I'm sure classes are full of as well.
Yes.
So here you go, ticking all the boxes. Step in Time is the name, School of Dance, with a base right here in Belito at the Fit Pod. And my special guests in the studio with me, Christy and Shay. Ladies, thanks for stepping into the studio, stepping
in time.
Thank
you so much for having us. Yeah.
Looking forward to connecting again real soon and find out how 2026 is moving. What do you say?
Yes,
amazing. Thank you.
You heard it on Radio Life and Style.